John Kyleman from the Chicago Tribune, after just a heartbreaking article we saw this morning about a Barrington woman who was catfished out of 80-some thousand dollars. And John, every time I hear a story like this, I wonder, how can this happen? And you read it and you realize these people, these catfishers, these scammers, they're getting better at this. Do you think so too?
Oh, for sure. They are getting really good at it. I spoke with a former investigator at the Better Business Bureau, and he said, you know, extremely intelligent people can be scammed in this manner. These are pros who do this. They spend a lot of time on it, and they're very proficient.
Yeah. This is a single mom of three, lives in Barrington, 37 years old. So not someone that maybe you'd think would get scammed by online stuff, because that's a confusing world to them. Obviously, 37, that's right my age. We grew up essentially with this world and internet dating too. And can you walk through exactly how the scam worked in this situation so others can avoid it?
Sure. So this woman, Settingsgaard, was on Hinge, and the way it works on Hinge is you send somebody a like, and if they send you one as well, then you match. And she saw a good looking guy, and you know, who professed to be a widowed father working from Greece originally, working in America. You know, sent him a like, just the way people do millions of times a day in America. Right. And he sent her one back, and they matched, and they started talking. And, you know, pretty soon their conversation moved off of the app to Facebook Messenger, primarily text messages, sometimes phone calls, but never video calls. And it went on for about 6 weeks. He said that he had a sister in Utah who was looking after his child. And he was on some remote job site, supposedly, and needed to get his sister some money to help pay for his daughter's care. So he asked Christine if she would send him his sister $500 on PayPal, which he did, and he paid her back.
Developing trust there, yeah.
Indeed. And then he said, "Hey, I have a favor to ask. I have a check for this job I'm working on, and you know, I've had trouble reaching my bank, and besides, the IRS is kind of, you know, snooping around for no good reason. So can you help me out? And I'll send you the check. You deposit it, and then wire the money to my sister." And she was a little nervous about it, but he won her over, and so she did that. And what she did not realize, and what I did not realize before I started doing the story, is that just because the number in your bank account looks like a check has cleared or been paid, does not make it so. And so when it looked like the money was in her bank account, the next day she wires $82,000 to this supposed sister.
And then it comes up as a negative balance once the check is not real.
Exactly, which took several days longer.
What do banks say about this? Because I know that when I get my paycheck, sometimes and it kind of warns me, right? It's like, this is your pending balance, not your real balance. Did that come up in this exchange, or was it just, it just looked like it was there, and she assumed the bank had already said A-OK to this?
From what I was told, she checked her balance on one of the automated phone lines, and you know, the number that this robotic voice said to her reflected that this deposit was now in her account. One other thing I should mention is this guy told her to deposit this through an ATM and not through a teller. And if it were a teller, that person may well have asked some questions.
Yeah.
And this guy obviously understood that.
People can read the full article because it's a really well-written one, and an unfortunate circumstance. Got about 30 seconds left. Is there any chance she's going to get this money back? Do banks, when this happens, say, are bad? Or since that money is gone to someone else, there's little likelihood of it?
Well, in this case, the bank did forgive that debt after the Tribune started asking questions about it. It was not obligated to do so. There are other banks that, you know, perfectly within the law for them to seek that money, you know, to be returned to them. And that's what was happening at first, but then they came around.
Well, John, I know that's not your job to get people their money back, but I appreciate you asking those questions, finding the answers to this, and I'm glad that it looks like she'll get her money back. John, thanks for breaking this down for us, and I think that's a good warning for other people out there. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you.